girl don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot. Beautiful morning, yeah, the summer morning, babe. Hey guys, we're back in here tonight on another episode of Stormy and the Brodies out in the field house. I'm Stormy, back with my Brodies, JV.
Yo.
Marcellus.
Call me T.I., you know who it is.
And Carl.
But what's good, eh?
We got some more basketball drama to talk about tonight, starting with Kevin Love and his knee injury, which puts him out for 6 weeks.
Again?
Man. Has this been a recurring problem since he arrived at Cleveland? Like, what's the problem? Dude can't stay healthy for nothing. I don't understand. What's his problem?
Most injury-prone player in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, third. Okay, third. Derrick Rose ain't really got injured. Well, again, well, yeah, he did.
Do y'all think this hurts the Cavs, though, as far as regular season is concerned? Personally,
really.
I really
regular
don't.
Regular season doesn't matter in the Eastern Conference because the Eastern Conference is not even nearly as good as the West. So they get in easily.
The fact that he's only going to be out for 6 weeks and we just heading into the All-Star weekend, he's going to have plenty of time after he come back.
And you got J.R. Smith coming back, too, who's been out for 14 weeks, but he's supposed to come back earlier than expected.
And J.R. Smith
still going to have a green light.
And not to mention they went on a slippery slope, losing more than 7 games in a row, and they were still number one in the East.
Still,
so that just shows how
Eastern Conference is terrible.
So, yeah, the Eastern Conference is
right.
So trash.
I agree.
Their road to the finals did just get a little bit more bumpy because the Orlando Magic traded Serge Ibaka for Terrence Ross. So now Serge Ibaka is on the Raptors.
Why did the Magic do that?
And DeMar DeRozan.
Why did they do that?
I'm rooting for the
Valanciunas.
I'm a big Serge Ibaka fan.
Why did they do that? Did they want the Raptors to have a better chance? They wanted the pick.
Magic wanted the pick.
Carl, you know basketball better than I do.
I'm
for
not
a fact.
Saying that picks always work.
Yeah.
It's just that
yeah.
building a
yeah.
young team.
I get
if
it.
If you have a young nucleus,
they trying to build that old Magic.
Yes, I like that.
Exactly. I'm gonna say because you
use a big word.
Gonna say because if you have a team full of young players and you're gonna have those players for a long time,
but,
and then when you get more new young players, they can teach those new young players. If somebody buds up to be a star, then why not?
You think they trying to recreate the when the Magic first became hold on. You think they trying to recreate the past when the Magic first became a franchise with Shaq and Penny and Horace Grant? You think that's what they trying to do?
They ain't gonna get another Shaq and Penny now.
No. Yeah, I know.
I mean, they gonna try something.
Serge Ibaka isn't that old.
No, we know. So, yeah, he traded them away.
If you have somebody that's coming out the draft and they're as young as you can get them.
Yeah,
now,
if you
have somebody straight out the draft and they turn out to be good, you got them for as long as possible.
But I will say. That's risk and reward, you know.
Yeah.
It's like
exactly.
You've already got an established player that is.
And you send him to the number two team in the East. Like,
this is
how I look at it, Carl. That series won't be over with in 6 games this year. It'll be over with in 7 because Serge Ibaka is going to protect the paint. He's going to stretch the floor. He's going to knock down open shots.
I said that as soon as Bismack Biyombo left, they needed to replace him.
I know.
Because Jonas Valanciunas couldn't do it by himself.
Bismack, and the thing about it is Serge Ibaka can do what Bismack Biyombo was doing and more. He's going to be able to get you buckets down low, and he's going to hit you corner. Yes, he's going to hit you corner threes.
Can he still jump?
Yes.
Okay.
Call him Ibaka for no reason.
He can get his hand in the right place. I'm saying, can he get up there?
Yes.
Okay.
Serge Ibaka just instantly made the Raptors better. Instantly. Because then you still got Patrick Patterson coming off the bench. All those dudes coming off the bench,
still,
too. They.
You still got to see how he works within the team.
Nucleus?
No, not that. But still how he works within the team mechanics. Because, I mean, if he comes in and he doesn't really work well with how the team is playing, just like how we thought Al Horford was instantly going to make the Celtics the number two seed near about in the league because they were boosting it so much about Al Horford making them so much better. I mean, if he works well with the system, they're obviously Eastern Conference Finals. But, I mean, if he doesn't work well with the system, it's just another failed attempt.
So you think it's going to be Cavs and the Raptors in the Conference Finals?
Definitely.
I think it could be either the Raptors or the Celtics.
On that side?
Yeah.
He's just saying the Celtics because he's a Celtics fan.
No, he's not, JV.
Isaiah Thomas is not going to lead them to the championship.
Give them their props, JV. Don't be disrespectful, JV. You're being disrespectful. You're being disrespectful,
I'm being very disrespectful right now because just because Isaiah Thompson is playing out of his world right now,
it's not just Isaiah Thomas.
You got Marcus. You got Marcus Smart. You got Avery Bradley. You got Al Horford.
Avery Bradley has been doing good. I have watched him,
actually.
They would not know. I just don't see them being the Raptors.
They're not top three in the Eastern Conference.
They can definitely be competitive, but I'm just, y'all, I feel like
they can beat the Raptors, that's for sure. I don't know about the Cavs, but they can beat the Raptors.
They're going to beat the Cavs.
To game seven, it's anybody's game. So if it goes to seven, you can't, like, in that playoff series, if it's going to seven, it's a toss-up.
JV, I can't believe you just said that, boy.
You know I definitely said that.
I can't believe you just said that.
I just like to not agree with you.
I know you do, and I don't know why.
Because
why?
I don't like being on the same side.
That makes you sound bad.
If I'm on the same side as you, then I'm wrong every time.
Is that true?
Every time.
I don't think so, because you just said the Celtics don't have a chance.
Every time I'm on the same side as Marcellus, I'm in the wrong. Like, I'm in the wrong right now. Just being on the same side.
No.
Now we're on the right.
You just said, no, you wrong today, because you just said the Celtics don't have a chance.
The Celtics do have a chance. They definitely have a chance. I just don't see them.
Let's get back on Kevin real quick. Because
championship.
He just got his knee re-injured, and Carmelo Anthony is going to replace him in the All-Star game. And the Cavs just moved Chris Anderson, Birdman. We all he moved over.
Birdman slick.
He moved over to the Hornets, so that's a freed up a roster spot in the Cavs. You think that LeBron's still trying to get Melo on there without getting
Melo? Hold on,
Melo should definitely.
No. So wait, you about to say he should go?
I think he should go. Did you see how many points they just put up on OKC?
I do. But
you see this?
How inconsistent are the Knicks, JV?
They're inconsistent,
man.
But at the same time, when they get going, well, when Carmelo gets going, I know he's getting over.
It ain't just Carmelo. Kristaps helping him out, too.
Kristaps, and when Rose is healthy, they are doing really
but
good.
But my thing is, this is my whole thing. If Carmelo go to the Cavs,
it's over.
He's gonna mess up everything that they have going. Chemistry ain't gonna be that good.
Because Kevin Love will get better, like he always does, and then get hurt again, but he's gonna get better. Kyrie is gonna ball out of his mind in the playoffs like he always does.
You're right about that.
Because he always comes to play when it's time to play.
You 1-for-2 right now.
And they will have J.R. Smith back.
You 2-for-3. You 2-for-3.
That they got to go to when it comes to shooting.
Okay. You 2-for-3. Go ahead.
I really was just 3-for-3.
No, you were not.
How was I not 3-for-3?
You were not.
Okay, what was my 2-for-3?
You were 2-for-3 because when you said Kyrie is going to do good and Kevin Love is going to get better, but Carmelo is not about to make that team better.
You do not think he would make the team better. Okay, give me your reasons to why you do not think
he shoots the ball too much. He shoots the ball 21 times a game. That's too many.
He's definitely not going to do that. Do you think Kevin Durant shoots more or less than when he was with OKC?
But he's still going to get 30. Exactly. Carmelo's a volume shooter. He has to shoot more in order to get his points, and you know that.
He's not as efficient, but he's
a volume shooter.
He's mid-range shots, though.
See KD when he tried to do that ISO play against the Grizzlies? Yeah. Draymond Green and Stephen Curry drilled in him because he tried to play hero ball right there. This is not our system. This is how we do things. We move the ball around.
Hold on, Carl. I'm not done with him yet.
He's not going to get in that system and change his game of play. You think that coach is going to let his
He can do whatever he wants to do on the offensive end. He can fit whatever they want to do on the offensive end.
That's the thing.
On that defensive end, what is Carmelo going to do?
They ain't going to do nothing.
Hold on.
This ain't football, bro.
Hold on, Carl. Let me say something.
But he's not going to get near 20 minutes. He'll probably get 20 minutes a game.
We know how good of a scorer Steph Curry is, right? Mm-hmm. And what did the Cavs do to him in the finals? They ran that pick and roll, got him switched to Kyrie, and he got grilled the entire series. That's exactly what they're going to do to Carmelo.
They're not just going to play him 20 minutes, though.
They're going to try to hide Carmelo and Steve Kerr, if he's a good coach, which I'm really questioning that too, because you got too much talent to be doing some of the things that you're doing. But anyways, if Steve Kerr is a decent coach, I'm going to get Kevin Durant switched on to Carmelo, and it's time to take him to lunch every single possession.
I mean, Durant, take him and give him his lunch every night.
Yes, sir. Yes, Carmelo can't play defense, JV.
But at the same time, he's not going to be in as much. He'll average 15 to 20 minutes a game. He's not.
Who, Carmelo?
Carmelo will if he goes to the Cavs.
Yes.
You saying he gonna come off the bench or he gonna start?
I don't even know.
If he starts, he's going to play more than 20 minutes.
He really could come off the bench, though, honestly.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, so I'm thinking 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay, if he come off the bench, I agree with you on that. Yeah.
They would be stupid to start him.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, now, okay, yeah, I see where you are now. Okay, yeah, okay.
We all know that he's going to be playing, but one of his best friends, LeBron, which is going to integrate him into the system because he's going to talk like, this is how we play over here, and if you want to get comfortable, you can shoot all you want as soon as you get here, but you're going to eventually have to fit into the system. Same way that Kyle Korver was because, I mean, he shoots all the time over in New York. Why? Because he's the premier player.
Yeah, and all I know is if
he's going to be like fifth option over here.
You're right, because if he come off that bench, you still got Channing Frye to worry about. You still got Kyle Korver to worry about. You still got Iman Shumpert to worry about. Carmelo better learn how to be patient if he wants that ring if he comes to the Cleveland. That's all I got to say.
A is going to save his legs. B is going to save how many shots that he takes because he's got plenty of other people to get the shot to. And plus, if he gets an open shot, just like Kyle Korver, he can easily smack it.
The problem is, though,
he doesn't have to do iso ball anymore.
The problem is, where is he going to play even if he comes off the bench? You can't put him at the four. He's not going to get you rebounds. He's not going to get you any rebounds. He don't rebound the basketball like Kevin Love does.
That actually might be the best place to play him.
And at the four? Yes, and put Channing Frye at the five?
At the three, you got too many people.
I know. Yeah, I know it.
And you got plenty of people that's way more athletic than
Shumpert. Yeah, I agree with you.
No, I ain't talking about just on the team. I'm talking about around the league.
Yeah, I know. I know.
He may have that quick step for a big man, but he's got plenty of people around the league that's at the three.
Carmelo is only 6'7", though, and he don't play the four like what Draymond Green would either. That's another problem. It'd be a mismatch on the defensive end regardless.
But Draymond Green right now is one of the prototype four positions just because of
prototype. He way more than you a one out of a four.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Draymond Green can do – he a one-man fast break. He going to get you dimes. He going to get you rebounds. Yeah. He's the facilitator of that team.
What fours do? Get rebounds.
Do what?
Fours don't get rebounds.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He going to get you rebounds. He going to get you points. He going to get you assists as if he's a point guard. That's what I'm saying. That's my whole point.
The main thing you want from fours are rebounds and inside points. He's going to give you passing. He's going to give you other screens.
Stretch the floor, all that.
He does a lot more than you would want out of a regular four, which is why I say he's not just a prototype four. He's a jack of all trades.
I'm just saying.
Something to think about, though. Just like KD going to the Warriors to possibly win a championship, Melo goes to the Cavs. He's got a good chance at a championship.
He does.
You know that's the best move for him physically and mentally. Just like it takes the pressure off him from being, if it's getting to that point that he doesn't want that anymore, it takes that pressure off. He's got guys he can depend on at any time in the game to get the job done. And he puts himself in a really, really good situation. And a good chance at the championship, which is clearly what every player wants.
Just in case you missed this, Melo wants to stay in New York. It's just Phil Jackson is mainly just trying to get him out.
Phil Jackson is
great. Because he knows just
that's to any basketball organization. Just because you a great coach don't mean you're going to be a great like front office guy. Because he's a terrible president right now. Terrible. Terrible. Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing with this team? He was doing good with the Lakers when he had Kobe, but at this point, right
as
now,
a coach, he's yes,
trying to run the triangle offense.
And president of basketball operations is 1 out of 10, if that.
Real.
Phil Jackson is terrible. He knows better for that. His actions, he worse than Jerry Jones.
That's a little boosted.
No. Phil, what has Phil Jackson done for the Knicks organization, JB? Oh,
what has Jerry Jones done but mess up the Cowboys? Because
that's another topic.
That's another topic.
Another topic for another day.
Do you understand? Do you understand how many championships that they would have if he wouldn't have switched coaches?
JV, I'm not about to get in that conversation. I'm not about to get in that conversation with you, man.
If he wouldn't have got rid of Jimmy, they would have 8 Super Bowls.
I'm not about to get in that conversation with you, man.
Yeah, we're not having this conversation.
They would have 8 Super Bowls.
I'm not.
Just saying. Dallas boy. Dallas guys. You Dallas people. You should know that.
We're not talking about that right now.
Exactly.
I'm talking to these two people from Dallas area.
We're done. That's all we got for tonight. I'm Stormy.
Please shut this man up.
We're signing off before things get out of hand.
We got it.